My name is Caitlin Cabrera, and you're listening to My Semester Off. How is it going, everybody? Today I have kind of a funny topic. So now that I'm not at school or working or anything, I've kind of taken on the role of being soccer mom. And what I mean by that is taking, you know, my brother to practice, dropping everybody off at school and work and stuff. So, and cleaning when I get home. So it's been, actually really stressful. I've got a lot of stuff on my plate. I'm just going to give you guys an example of what I've been having to go through by explaining to you guys the most hectic day I've had so far being a soccer mom, kind of, for the time being. All right, so I wake up one Thursday morning. I finally got my brother fed. He had his breakfast. He had, he brushed his teeth, you know, washed his face, brushed his hair, did everything he had to do. I got him out finally to the car. I got my mom in the car, got my mom's boyfriend to the car, and I finally got them out the door. I locked the door and stuff. And then I look back at my brother and I realized he doesn't have his backpack. So I'm like, Michael, what the heck are you doing, man? Where's your backpack? So I thought it'd be faster if I ran in there. So I ran in there, unlocked all the darn doors, ran to the dining room, grabbed his backpack, ran back down, had to lock the doors again. And finally, I'm on my way. Okay, so first stop is my mom. I drop her off at Glen Park Station, at the BART station. And so then I drop her off, and then I hop on the freeway to go on to Ocean Avenue, which I've never seen this, but it was like literally the worst traffic I've ever seen there. And there was also road work happening. So I was just so, so happy. And then I was also being rushed by my mom's boyfriend because he was supposed to be somewhere at 9 and I still haven't dropped off my brother yet. So I could start like feeling him becoming antsy. Like I can feel, you know, like tapping his fingers and stuff, and he's kind of fidgeting. And then I'm just like, oh, this is wonderful, because there was literally backed up all the way to the freeway, and I could hear him like kind of sighing and stuff, like, you know what I mean? I mean, he didn't intentionally do that to like kind of made me feel, he didn't do that on purpose to make me feel bad or anything. He was just like, you know, him being worried, you know what I mean? So then I can kind of hear him under his breath. It's like, oh dang, we should have taken O'Shaughnessy. And I'm like, yeah, I'm aware of that, but like in my head, because I didn't, you know, I didn't want to say it out loud because I don't want to be rude, but still, that's how I was feeling. It's like, I know we should have taken O'Shaughnessy, but in my opinion, if I'd taken O'Shaughnessy, it would have been the same time, honestly, because O'Shaughnessy is a longer way, a lot of curves and stuff, and going up the hill. Anyways, okay, so I'm just driving in traffic. It takes around 15 minutes to get to my brother's school in the sunset. But then I remember that the reason why I'm bringing my my mom's boyfriend to my brother's school today is because we both have not met his new teacher yet, because it's, you know, the beginning of the school year. So then I realized, dang, I have to go in there and introduce myself and him to the new teacher. But we got there pretty early, so we're a little bit early for him, maybe 10 minutes before the bell rang. And so then, I thought I would just meet the teacher in the classroom, so then I can just, meet him and then take off and not have to wait for the Pledge of Allegiance or for their morning announcements or whatever. So I drop my brother in the yard. But then right before I turn away, I realize that he has something on his face. So then I like reach over, you know, like kind of lick my thumb a little bit and like clean off his face. And then I like took a second to be like, oh my God, did I just do the mom thing? But I literally had like no time to worry. So I had no time to worry about my state of mental health. So, cause I had to go, like I was getting stressed out. So I went to the front office to ask where the classroom was, and she said, oh, it's room A2. So then I was like, okay, thank you. And then I ran off, and I swear right before I was leaving the darn office, she was like, oh, can you two please sign the visitor sheet? And I was like, but you know, I only take like 5 minutes. And she goes, for security reasons. She like cuts me off right there. And she's like, thank you. I'm like, so I had to sign the thing with the time and the date and everything. And then when I was about to go, she's like, oh, him too. So I had to have him do it as well. And then I was ready to go again, and she stopped me. She goes, "Oh, make sure you come back so you can sign out, you know?" And I was like, "Okay." And then I was going down the hall, and she yells, "Oh, that's actually the other way." So then I'm like, I go by that room, and I'm just like, "Thank you." So then I'm making my way down the halls again, and me and him are basically like booking it down the hall because the clock is ticking for him, and I'm getting really nervous because he has to go to class because he's going to school for like engineering. So I was really worried. So we get to the classroom, and of course it's locked, you know. And I was like, okay, you know what? Maybe I'll just meet him in the yard because he's probably there. So then we run to the yard, and he's not even there yet. So we had to wait until exactly 8:40, because that is when that's when, you know, school officially starts. And there he goes, coming out at exactly 8:40, not any earlier. No punctuality, no whatever. So I introduced us as quickly as possible, and then I was like, okay, awesome, now we can just sneak to the front. I don't have to go around the backside where the office was, so that I don't have to sign out. I'm just trying to save minutes, you know what I mean? So then there was a big group of parents, and they were like blocking the whole way. And so then I was like trying to like maneuver myself around them, but then the principal started making announcements, and I was just like, oh crap, I can't walk through now. So then I had to go through the same freaking area where that front office was, and then we were just about to make it. We were in the home stretch. We were running past, and then all we had to do was just go past the office, and we were out of the school. And then as like I passed the door already, and she goes, sign out, thanks. And so then we had to sign out, and then I was on my way to drop him off at school. So I'm just rushing down Sunset and then rushing down Ocean. And then I finally get him to school. And then I realized, I asked him, so what class is this? And he tells me he's just meeting a tutor. No, not a class, not an important engineering type class. No, just meeting a tutor. And I'm just like, oh, that's beautiful. I rushed for nothing and for no reason, and I had a huge headache. So then after that, I got home and I started doing the list of chores my mom had me doing, which is basically like cleaning this house, you know, sweeping and stuff. And in the blink of an eye, it was already 2:00, and I had to be on my way to go pick up my brother. And at this point, I'm like, okay, almost there. I just got to bring him to his martial arts class and I'll be in the clear. I'll be done. And then I get a call from his father saying that he forgot to give me the uniform. So that meant I had to rush over to his house, get him changed there. So I'm stressing again. And so I just get into the car, and then I get Michael into the car, and then I start to drive off. And then a couple blocks away, I hear him say, uh-oh. And I'm like, what? And he says, I think I forgot my book at school. And then he starts to say, oh, but it's okay, I'll just do it tomorrow. And I was like, no, we're already here, let's just go get it. Because I know his new teacher is pretty strict. So I drive back, pull into the parking lot, I run in with him, and look, his teacher's gone. Not 10 minutes after the bell rung. So I just said, well, you know what? At least we tried. So then we ran to the car, and on my way to his dad's house, he says, Caitlin, I think you forgot my snack. And I'm like, oh crap, must have slipped my mind. So I was like, you know, sorry, but I guess I really did forget. And in the back of my mind, I knew I was going to get crap from somebody for forgetting his snack, like his dad or something. And I'm just like, okay, whatever, let's just get this day over with. And I told him I'll make dinner as soon as possible when we get home, because I know he'd be hungry. So then I get there to the house, get him changed, and then I get him to class on time. And so then right after class, I have to rush over back to the house so I can cook dinner for everybody. And then once dinner's done, I have to wash all the plates, all the pots, all the pans, and clean the stove. And then my day is done. #mom problems. So the moral of the story is, I have mad respect for stay-at-home parents because all I wanted to do was get home and have a glass of wine or something, and I hate wine. But yeah, that was just a span of like one whole day. But you know, my days aren't actually that crazy. It's only that day because I had to go meet his, I had to go meet his teacher. That was basically the only difference. And my mom's boyfriend, like every day he drops her off at work. So I don't usually do that either. But yeah, I just kind of wanted to share that with you guys because I was thinking about it the other day and I thought it was just so funny. And I hope you liked it. And in other news, my friend actually suggested that I do an outro. She listens to my podcast and she's just like, hey, I really like your intro. I think you should put like an outro too. So I've been kind of thinking about putting one, but I don't know, should I like kind of make it like the beginning, but then maybe just like a conclusion type of thing? I don't know, but I kind of like the idea of it. So thanks for the suggestion. Thanks again for listening, and you'll be hearing from me soon. Goodbye.